Do you have a product or business that you want to advertise on the Real Ass Podcast or other Gas Digital podcasts? Well, right now, go to theadside.com and click on the advertisers button for more information.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Work Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Welcome to the show. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, the artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio. I'm hanging out with the great international superstar Zach D'Amico. New hairdo, new day.
I'm feeling good, buddy. How are you?
I'm feeling pretty good, dude. Actually, I'm lying.
Come on, you're in withdrawals?
I'm not having withdrawals. I'm having terrible, terrible stomach cramps from constipation.
Yep, that'll do it.
Dude, it really hurts.
Dude, fucking Metamucil. Two tablespoons.
Metamucil?
Metamucil.
I'm back, babies. I'm back. Oh, you thought I wasn't bringing the heat today, folks? I'm bringing the heat today. We have a great show planned today. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. Shout out to everyone watching live on the Gas Digital Network. If you guys are subscribers, you guys could be joining the Racist Live Chat, which is a fun element of watching these live shows. It's the only way to do it is to be a subscriber. I'm going to log in right now with my own account. I have an account too. I join the Racist Live Chat all the time. Everyone's there right now. How exciting is this? You also get exclusive access to all of the episodes, the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. You get ad-free, uncensored episodes. Use that promo code RAP for a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to everything right away. Racist Live Chat. MX Rattlesnake says Perk Lewis. And then Runaway Stop says it's called Impacted Shit.
Oh.
Tummy ache equals withdrawal. Really?
Oh.
No. Is that withdrawals?
I'm pretty sure when people are going through withdrawals, they're laying on the floor holding their bellies.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on right now? I'm withdrawing from Percocet? No.
You're just fine. No, it's possible. Just got a tummy ache.
I got a tummy ache. Shut up. That's not withdrawals.
Metamucil's your shit Christmas trees. Two tablespoons.
Is that a good thing?
It's amazing.
Wait, a Christmas tree?
Dude, every time, like, first time I ever took Metamucil, even now, when I shit, it's
how
just like
how Italian are you that your shit has oregano?
It's spicy, too.
We have two incredible guests here. You know him, you love him from the No Offense podcast, Doug Yerm.
Hey, guys, how are you? Glad to be back here.
Very happy to have you back, Doug. Also, happy to have on the show the great Joe Gorman is back on the show.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
From the Locker Room Talk podcast.
You better believe it, baby. The one and only.
Why are you guys dressed like puppeteers behind the scenes?
I don't know. We always dress alike. Yeah. Every fucking show we've done, we dress just like one another. It's fucking great.
People are saying I have cold sweats and nauseas and and what else? Tummy aches. What are some withdrawal symptoms of Percocet, Shannon? I will let you know if I am.
I believe the official
right
term is the horrors.
The horrors.
Shakes. The horrors.
Yeah.
Tremors.
Can I tell
it feels
you right
like
now?
A flu.
I'm never never going to do Percocet again, or I'll never do painkillers again. I had 20 of them.
Yeah.
I went through them in maybe like 4 days.
That's not too bad.
Wow. It's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
It's not that bad. No. I mean,
no wonder
why
you can't shit.
Yeah.
The first day I did it, because I'm intermittent fasting, so the first day I got up and I was like, dude, 9 a.m. I was 4 hours away from being able to eat food, and I was like, one is for a normal person. I'll take two Percocets, and then I just felt fucking nauseous like crazy, right? But I felt great, you know?
Yeah.
When you're on painkillers, the nausea doesn't really bother you as much, you know? And then I just started popping them all weekend. I was in Minneapolis with Aaron Berg, the Offend Everyone tour, and it was the most depressed I've been in a really, really long time.
Mm. But how was the set?
The sets were terrible.
Oh, no.
The sets weren't good.
Oh,
the only I was on Percocet every night during the show, and then I started drinking, which apparently that's really not good. So I was like just mumbling and low energy, except the last night I ran out of Percocet, and then last night it was fucking great. It was the smallest crowd, and it was the best set of the weekend. I was bummed out
Because then I was like in my head about my sets. I was like, dude, I fucking stink. Then I'm just like all pilled out, like lying. I literally just laid in bed all weekend trying to convince my girlfriend to fly in Minneapolis. She's like, no. She's like, I'm not flying to Minneapolis this weekend.
After those Christmas gifts you got her, she's not coming on that fucking.
I'm fucking lying in the bed fucking. I mean, it is a mall gig, a 4 day long Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday gig in a mall. It is the most depressed you'll ever be. And then my knee was fucked up, so I couldn't walk around. So I couldn't even like go explore the mall or anything. I literally just laid in a bed.
Bedridden. But you still did a set.
I did sets every night. I had to do sets.
That's inspiring.
Yeah.
Wait, what now, were the parks
for? Because I had knee surgery.
Oh, shit.
But how does your knee feel otherwise?
It's fine. I've been exercising it. I've been doing the rehab things. I got to go to see a physical therapist tomorrow. But yeah, it was fucking depressing, dude. Just like literally like lying in bed, just like feeling like shit. And then at one point I was getting through the day. I was like, what the fuck is going on me? Why am I so sad? And then I looked at the pill bottle that had two pills in it left, and I did a little rattle like a rattlesnake. The saddest rattlesnake rattle you'll ever hear in your life. And yeah.
So people don't really like mall gigs, hotel gigs, it's like fucking The Shining. Like,
yeah.
You lose track of where you are and who you are.
Yeah.
You just become part of that building.
It's how the casino gig was. Remember back in the day, comics, which we're gonna be doing, by the way, I think in May. But that gig, that's a 5-night gig. If you remember,
I never did that.
Okay, so when I first started doing this gig, it was 5 nights. It was Wednesday, you'd headline. Sunday, you'd headline, right? It was like they would try the feature out as a headliner, and then you would feature on Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. So I would be there for a fucking entire week. And when you're in a casino, you don't even go outside. You're in the casino. You're staying in the casino. Your hotel room's at the casino. You eat there. You don't even step outside. It's just casino air, and it is very, very depressing.
Because that's how they're designed, though.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to want to go outside.
Did you do like two shows on Friday and Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that felt extra long too.
Those hotel games, when we did Bananas, they have a fucking board outside of all the comedians that have done the show before.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But they're all 8x10s from like 1991.
Yeah, they have Richard Jenny still on that board.
Yeah, no, it's all dead comics.
Yeah.
And you're just standing there looking at it going, how many of these guys died in hotel rooms?
I mean, I think that's about what comedy used to be. Like when I started...
Mm-hmm.
This was my dream. What I'm doing right now is my fucking dream. Like that gig, I was like, oh my God, dude, 6 shows over the weekend, get paid a decent amount of money to go fucking literally tell my jokes and say fucking words on stage. It's genuinely the fucking dream. But like now that I'm like in it, like that's a fucking nightmare. Being on the road every single weekend, nonstop, it's a nightmare. I'm taking off the summer. I'm taking off of all of July and August. I'm taking off most of June too. I can't fucking do that. I can't just spend my life away from my family and like my fucking home.
Yeah.
It's just, when you're single, you're young, you don't really have a nice home or things that you want to be at home. It's just kind of awesome. The adventure, trying to get pussy, like going out and fucking just.
Hell yeah.
It's a great point.
You know, just every night at the end of the night, just trying to fucking hook up with a chick. Like that's a big part of it, but it's like, I'm just sort of past that.
Yeah, dude.
Florentine tells about Bob Levy used to give out, he would ask for like, 5 hotel keys.
Yeah.
And like, I lose them.
Nice.
And he would give them out to 5 different girls. And then he would have a set time where if no girls showed up to his hotel room, he would jerk off. So he had like a 3 a.m. rule.
Yeah. See, that's what I always heard.
He would invite 5 different girls back. Yeah. And if none of them came by 3 a.m., he would jerk off and go to sleep.
That's those are the stories that I've always heard, like from O&A and shit, like with the fucking whores and fucking different girls every night while you're out there. I'm like, this sounds like the life I want to live.
Hell yeah, and then we came up in the goddamn internet era.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you can't get away with nothing anymore. Yeah.
Well,
nothing
I mean, at all. Look, you can still be a creep. You can get away with it. I think you have to own your fucking creepiness. I'm just at a different place in my life.
Yeah, of course.
Where I'm not like. The problem was like I had absolutely no notoriety or fame at all when I was in like my fucking scumming years. Like my fucking like, and you're right, the internet wasn't around as well. Like my scummiest years, I had no money and there was really no repercussions for my actions. So it was I was almost sort of limited by the amount of money. But if I had money, Oh my God, dude. Fuck, are you kidding me? I would fucking make D'Elia look like a goddamn school teacher.
You would have answered the door for some of those hookers. Yeah. Instead of just calling them and hiding.
Calling them and then jerking off before they came and then ignoring their calls. I would have been a goddamn predator had I had fame, money, any of this shit during my early 20s, 22 yeah. years old, when nothing was going on. It was a crazy fucking
time.
Where
your brain didn't work, but your cock did.
Oh my God, dude. Jesus. I mean,
best times of my life. What are you fucking nuts?
It was, yeah. but we had to be so much more creative then. Like now.
No sliding into the DMs back then.
Now girls will slide into my DMs. It's a crazy thing. That never happened, like, you know, as a young comic, like, you're just. When I'm 23 years old, no girls are sliding into my DMs. I look homeless. I'm fucking wearing dirty shoes.
Yeah. When you had the Gomez Comedy MySpace page, you were getting people sliding in on that.
No, not really.
Well, yeah, you had MySpace when you first started.
I even think about girls that would fuck, like, a comedian that's a loser. Like an unfunny open micer comedian. That's crazy. Yeah. And that's what I was. We all saw. Yeah. We were all unfunny open micers at one point, right? Yeah. You know? That's a fact.
Yeah.
Some of us still are, Joe.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm the best of the shitty open micers, though.
Yeah, dude. Doggy, but I'm saying, like, it was, you know, the girls would spread their legs for that.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely crazy to me. When you see, like, an unfunny comedian, like, a genuinely, like, unfunny, I'm not saying subjectively, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people say Zach's not funny or I'm not funny or, like, you know, whatever. It's fine. Sure, you have your opinion. But a lot of people think we're funny. So at the very least, if somebody thinks I'm funny to somebody. Yeah. But there are, like, universally unfunny dudes. You're like, wow. And they're failing at it. And they're absolutely fucking just... And I'm not talking about famous. I'm talking about unfunny failures.
Yeah.
And then girls will still fuck them. And you're like, what is going on with this girl? Does she not understand what pussy is?
She just sees the control. Like, there's a man on stage telling everybody what to do. And just women are attracted to that.
Yeah, man.
Doesn't matter how fucking bad he is.
But I would almost feel like you're watching a guy
fall apart.
Fail at it. When you're watching him fail, like, wouldn't that be... He's trying to be the fucking man and he's not. He's failing.
It's only... unfunny to us from, like, the perspective of incredible comedians. If we were, like, stupid fucking losers who worked in a cubicle all day, maybe we think, like, that lukewarm middle of the road horse shit is funny. Like, look at the mediocre stuff that's, like, the number one movie. It's never the mind-blowing comedy we like. So it's like there's something to be said about knowing how to, like, market bad shit too.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. Being a comic, I think our standard of what we like is better, but even so, these women get it. You can still fucking see it. Shannon, how many comedians have you got on dates with?
A small handful.
A small handful.
No, don't
handful.
Describe his cock. How many?
It was a long time. It was a while ago.
Was there any like genuinely unfunny ones?
No.
Only funny?
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
No.
Could you imagine?
Even when I scroll around on, like, dating apps, and if I, like, see somebody who I can tell where they're doing stand-up in their picture. And
it's like some bar show? Yes. You judge them.
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's fucking sad.
Yeah.
Shannon scrolls across people's fucking Hinge page and they're at some shithole in fucking Long Island.
I'm a loony man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't even know.
Where's Chuckle Hut?
I couldn't even imagine going back to, like, being in that situation where it's like, dude, starting over, like, I couldn't even imagine starting over.
Dude, I had a nightmare the other night that I had to sell tickets for me and you.
Oh no.
And that I was standing in front of a subway station and they're like, who else is on the show? And I was afraid to say me because it made the show look bad.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to sell you and I think it was you and Dave because it was just, you know, that's who I had to pitch at CB's all the time.
Yeah.
And I just woke up going, oh my God, if I had to go back to barking.
Jesus Christ.
I would step in front of the train.
That makes me sad.
Dude, I mean, it would be the winter time. It would be now. It would be January, February.
Well, because January, nobody goes. January, you were just broke.
It was fucking crazy. You literally, because the job was the same. The job in July, where you'd make a couple $100 a day selling comedy club tickets, it was the same as January, where you'd make $10 in a day. And you just worked this long, miserable day. And that was the job that you fucking had. It was a goddamn nightmare. Truly a nightmare.
Just selling comedy tickets with wet socks.
Ugh. To fucking smelly Europeans. It's fucking horrendous.
Let's do some plugs real quick. We got a lot to talk about on today's show. Very happy to be back. Full week of shows, Zach. I think it's going to be a while before one of us aren't on the show. It's going to be a hot minute. I know it's been a lot of, you know, touch and go. I've been on the road a lot. this tour took up a lot of my fucking energy. There's a lot of times where I was coming back on Mondays. It's not happening for a while now. So please, just fucking be patient. Real Ass Podcast is back in a very, very big way. What you plugging on, Joe?
Oh, my God. Well, first and foremost, you got to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Joe W. Gorman. And I have a podcast. I do it with Matt Maron and Bobby Sheehan, some good white guys. It's called Locker Room Talk. Please support us on Patreon at Just Some Locker Room Talk. If you give me money, I can quit my job. I can fulfill my dream of just doing ketamine and podcasting.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell love yeah. It. Very smart.
That's how you get off those perks, baby.
Ketamine.
Yeah, the horse. Who's strong like a horse? My boy, Louis J.
I'm falling out of the drug game, boys.
No, you can't.
I'm falling out of it. What do you want me to say? Maybe in Jamaica. Maybe we'll do some MDA in Jamaica, Shannon. Anyway, Doug Yurum, what you plugging on?
Follow me on Instagram at the Doug Yurum, T-H-E, Doug Yurum. I haven't done my podcast in a while because I'm fucking broke, but I'm going to start it again this week. No Offense Podcast. Listen to that. Comes out every Wednesday. And follow me on Instagram. I got a bunch of shows coming up. Just follow me there.
It should be No Comma Offense.
Yeah.
Like, no offense.
I might even change the whole fucking thing. I don't know.
Why not?
I might burn it all to the fucking ground. Urine cast. I don't give a fuck.
I love it, dude. I love it,
dude. That might work.
The Urim Stream.
That's a good one.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
That's what we're fucking changing it to right there.
Smells like Urim.
Exactly. I like that one, too.
I love that when he plugged his Instagram, Doug told people how to spell the and not Urim.
Because people think it's D.
Stop speaking like a goddamn weirdo.
Yeah, what do you want from me here? Just go to the fucking Instagram on the computer. Follow me there.
Zach, what you plugging on?
Just follow me on Instagram. Zach is not funny. And thank you for the support. You guys are the best.
Live stuff coming up this weekend. This is the final time to see the Offend Everyone tour. Me and Aaron Berg wrapping it all up. Cuyahoga Falls, the funny stop. in Ohio this weekend. Come out, guys. This is going to be a fucking incredible weekend. I'm very, very excited about this. If you guys are anywhere in the area, come out and grab those tickets. Shows have been fucking incredible on this tour, so this is the last one. And then I'm taking a little break in February. I'm doing a couple gigs with Big J. I'm doing the Fox Theater, and I'm doing the Wilbur in Boston. But then in March, I start touring again with Zach Amico, hopefully on all these shows, or at the very least most of them. But Yonkers Comedy Club, March 9th through 11th. San Diego, March 16th through 18th. I'll be in St. Louis. I'll be in Salt Lake City for the first time, St. Louis for the first time, Houston, Texas, Lafayette, Louisiana, and a lot of other dates coming up. Those are all the ones that are on the website. I have other dates coming up in Grand Rapids, Palm Harbor, Florida, Nashville, Tennessee. Lots of stuff coming up. So this spring is going to be fucking a wild time. Make sure you subscribe to Gas Digital. Make sure you're subscribed to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And that's that. Let's see. Racist live chat. What's going on here? Now, Liquid Sunshine says Jason Ellis really punked Lewis. LOL.
Uh-oh. Are you going to let them get away with that, Lewis?
He fucking got me, dude.
Damn,
he fucking torched me.
That's all right.
This guy fucking got me.
Well, you're playing the long game.
So,
Lewis, here, real quick. Sorry. Do you want to know what we're up against today?
What are we up against today, Shannon?
In 1957, Wham-O produced Frisbees.
Ooh.
Huh?
We're up against the Frisbee?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
Frisbee's a solid fucking toy.
Frisbee's great.
It's awesome, man. Yeah.
Is it a toy?
Yeah. It's a tool. A bonding tool.
What is it? It's a toy. It's
equipment.
Would you call a baseball equipment. A toy?
I wouldn't call a baseball a toy. That's why. That's what,
that's
I'm,
what
saying,
I'm saying.
Dude.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call a baseball a toy.
It's sports equipment?
It's.
I think if you use if you use Frisbee to play fetch with your dog, then it's a toy. But if you're using it to play ultimate Frisbee or toss it around with other people,
it's equipment.
Then it's equipment.
Yeah. I only play ultimate dog Frisbee.
Oh.
He throws the dog.
You are the king of nuance.
Actually, no. Pomeranian on the floor.
I throw the Frisbee and I start ground and pounding the dog. I have no idea if I'd consider the Frisbee a toy. The Frisbee is a fun treat of an activity, though. Mm. I will say right now in Jamaica, Mon, which we're going to again, by the way, in a couple months. I'm bringing the Gas Digital crew, the entire crew, to Jamaica one more time. I feel like it's less magical this time.
Oh, look at that.
I think you guys aren't excited about it. Nobody's appreciative about this. The whole team, like, there's just no energy in the air about it. Damn. This will be the last time I do something like this for you guys. Ralph doesn't want to do it. Just so you guys know, Ralph would never do anything like this. The only reason we do things like this is because of me. Is that known?
Yes. We are all excited about it. It's just it's so far away that it doesn't seem real yet. We're waiting for it to get closer, I think.
It's in March.
You should announce it in a Jamaican accent.
Hey, I'm on the gas digital Jamaican trip.
We're going to Jamaica, man. Get in on this, dude. Come on.
Before I can't do a Jamaican. Before they fuck
it. Let me hear yours.
Come to Jamaica, man. It's a great time.
Gabagool, man.
Pastrami a provolone, man.
Hey, I'm going to whack a guy, man.
That's illegal here.
What happened to all these spooks, man?
What is this? Who's that? Hell yeah, they put a naked chick in racist live chat. Bricks, thank you, Bricks.
Throw that up on the screen or DM
me. I don't know who it is, so I don't want to fucking start doing
it. Oh, it's an actual girl?
I don't know who it is.
Amazing.
Someone DM me that photo on Instagram.
Looks pretty toy to me, if you ask me. You don't fucking care. But in Jamaica, one of the fun bonding activities that I had with the crew was playing that goddamn Frisbee. We played Frisbee. Yes. Did we play Frisbee?
I don't know why you're
throwing it. That's why you imply it's a toy. Yeah. Then it would imply it's a toy if you play it.
But you used it to bond with your teammates, so it's a tool.
It's listed as a gliding toy or sporting item.
Sporting item.
I call it a sporting item. What did the first Frisbee look like, Shannon?
It was a rock.
He couldn't throw it. The first Frisbee, it was triangle shaped.
See, but also, Frisbee is like Kleenex. Like, everybody calls it
Frisbee is the brand.
Frisbee. Everything else is technically a flying disc.
Yeah.
Or a Humphrey Flutter. You know the ones with like the hump in the middle that you would get at like a giveaway?
Oh, yeah.
The cheaper ones, those are called Humphrey Flyers.
Well, there was one that I had when I was a kid. It was orange. Shannon's so bad at Googling. She's like, orange Frisbee.
Right. That's digital Frisbee.
That's the one that we used.
No, that's a flying disc.
That's the one that we used in Jamaica. And we'll be bringing that back to Jamaica, man. You better fucking believe it.
That's a flying disc.
But I had one when I was a kid, and I bet you guys will remember this. You might be too young, Joe.
I'm 38.
You're old. Wow, dude. You need to get your shit together, doggy. Wow.
Watch out.
I met Joe maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe 15 years ago in San Francisco.
In the Tenderloin of San Francisco.
The Tenderloin, one of my first headlining tours ever. It was my first headlining tour ever. I was in a little like 50-person room in San Francisco. When some Indian guy owned it. It was a whole fucking thing.
Yeah, it was the Comedy Cellar. Or not, it was like, they called it the Cellar in San Francisco, to kind of.
It was a real shit. It was a shit. It actually wasn't that bad. It was a cool place. It was just very, very small. But that's when I met Joe Gorman, back in the motherfucking day.
I can't believe he's 38.
I know. Yeah. How old are you?
33.
Nice.
Okay, you're the youngest here. Wow, okay.
He's a little baby.
So this was a Frisbee that there was a dip in the middle, and you got to spin it. And when you threw it, you caught it on your finger, and it would spin.
Oh yeah, that's how you fucking impress chicks.
You
have a six pack and you're spinning a fucking Frisbee on your finger,
dude. Was that Frisbee? It was a special Frisbee. I had it. I actually had it. It was a popular toy that I actually had.
You ever get those?
Is it this spin jammer?
No, Shannon, it's not a spin jammer, you asshole. It's probably the same thing.
This
by
one's
the way.
Specifically made to catch on your finger.
Yeah, no, that's a separate piece.
No, it's not. It's an example.
Oh, I see.
Oh, look at that.
That's what it is, but it wasn't the spin jammer.
That's how you like train somebody to.
Shannon was too focused on the word orange with this thing. I guarantee she's fucking just searching orange toys.
Orange is exactly the thing we're talking about.
I like the
orange soda. Jesus Christ, Shannon.
Oh, I'm sorry, I found exactly the thing you were looking
Shannon,
for.
Shannon, stop your shit. First of all, stop giving me a fucking attitude left and right. Shannon's regularly giving me attitudes now.
Uh-oh.
This is the thing she's doing when she's wrong very often.
How was I just
like
wrong?
Like today, I'm driving, and I was like, let me just check in on the chat to make sure that they have a thing saying, hey, the show's starting late today. Because a lot of people don't know.
Mm.
And sure enough, people are like, what the fuck? The show's not on, blah, 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 blah. Nothing's playing. So I call Shannon. I'm like, Shannon, why would I have to? Why would it be me? Why would it be me?
She's taking advantage of you going through withdrawal.
She does. She knows I have stomach pains right now, and then I have to shit.
Yeah.
What was my response to that was so bad? I said, okay, I'll fix it right now.
I know.
It shouldn't have needed to be fixed.
Look at that. It shouldn't have needed to be fixed.
Blame Shannon.
The world's an imperfect place, Lewis.
The world's an imperfect place is the best response. It's maybe the best response you could have given me.
That's all you can do.
I fucking flew from Minneapolis, picked up my car, didn't even go home. My car was at my sister's, and fucking came right here. I slept in this last night, just so you guys know. It's where I'm at in my
Jesus,
life.
Jesus, fuck.
It's a nightmare. And I still made it.
A pillhead calls a kratom addict. Why isn't our business running efficiently?
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Zippix for supporting today's show. Zippix is one of my favorite sponsors. I really think they are a great product that helps people quit smoking or cut back at the very least. They're little toothpicks that have nicotine in them. They have 6 awesome flavors. So if you guys want flavored toothpicks, it's a great way to get that little nicotine fix. If you guys are trying to kick the habit, or if you're traveling, or if you're at work all day and you can't smoke, this is a great alternative and a much better alternative to smoking cigarettes.
Absolutely. Zippix has supported thousands of people trying to kick that smoking and vaping habit with their sublingual absorption that gets you the nicotine buzz quicker. It comes in 6 awesome flavors. And the best part is, guys, they're toothpicks. You can use Zippix anywhere you're not allowed to vape or smoke. There's no smell, no smoke, no hiding cigarette butts, and they cost a ton less than cigarettes.
Yeah, right now go to ZippixToothpicks.com. Use the promo code ASK10 when you check out. You're going to save 10% off your entire order. That's Zippix Toothpicks.com, promo code ASK10. All right, where were we?
You got a Carlston in the racist live chat says you got to take stool softeners with your perks.
Ooh. Fuck that cocksucker. Take fucking Metamucil.
You need just to stop saying
you'll
Metamucil.
Thank me. You'll fucking. Oh,
you got a fucking Metamucil sponsorship?
Yeah, exactly.
Just stick fucking your fucking finger in there, baby.
I've gotten a lot of comics fucking regular from fucking Metamucil.
I like it.
I just stick your finger as deep in there as you can, counterclockwise to get some momentum.
You think Vaseline. So?
Let God work its magic.
Okay. Like a soda bottle tornado?
Exactly. Like a like the tornado.
Are you turning your asshole into a science fan project?
Can I say, this is kind of interesting. Apple CEO Tim Cook takes a 40% pay cut this year.
Ooh.
Fucking real ass dude right there, dude. 40% pay cut. Man of the fucking people. So Shannon, I mean, he's probably struggling now, and I appreciate that. How much money is he getting cut from, and how much does he make now?
So he was making just under $100 million.
Oh, damn. Wow.
So now he's making $49 million.
Oh, wow, poor bastard.
Dude, that fucking guy.
There's got to be like some kind of tax break or some offshore.
Oh, for sure. That
shit's no. All of the board members of Apple were like, this is fucking crazy. He gets $90 million. This is wild. Mm-hmm. And people were like pissed off. So then he was like, fine, guys, I'll only make $50
million. If he was as innovative as Steve Jobs, it probably wouldn't be such an issue.
Yeah.
But it's like shit's not as cool as it used to be.
I don't know anything about this Tim Cook guy. Is he the right guy to take over?
He's gay.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Yeah, so if you touch an iPhone, fucking watch out, dude.
No way, dude. Is he really gay?
He's gay.
Get out of town.
Gay as hell.
You know what?
Get the fuck out of here.
You know what I watch? I watch the Gacy tapes. Speaking of gay
Yikes.
C tapes, right? I watch them, or I listen to them, I guess, and then I also watch the show on Netflix. A lot of serial killers are gay.
I wonder why.
That's fucking. Yeah. I mean, John Wayne Gacy.
Dahmer's
gay. Who else is gay? Is this
the other one? The good-looking fucking one that all the girls liked.
Bundy was not gay.
I thought he fucked dudes too.
No, he fucked everyone. Yeah, he was pansexual, so he was a hero. Actually.
What are the percentage of serial killers that are gay?
20% at least.
No, it's got to be
higher
more than that.
95.
No, stop. It's okay, somewhere in between.
I would like to devil's advocate you.
Please.
It's not that a lot of serial killers are gay.
Mm-hmm.
It's that gay serial killers get away with it a lot longer.
Because nobody gives a shit.
I think it's
about who they're killing,
especially in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, because whole families would be like, "Our gay son's missing," and then the dad would be like,
"Good."
But it's the same as so the people that get away with it the longest are if you kill gay people.
Our gay son was chopped up into a million pieces. Well, my prayers have been answered, Diane.
Just hear the dad go, yes.
Don't mention him again in this household.
What was he up to? It's gay guys or hookers. If you kill them, no one's putting it in. It's
hookers true. Is a good
that's
one.
That's a
you
tip,
never
folks.
Get caught.
Yeah, well, same, but I talk all the time about there's a guy.
Dude,
in Canada.
Gay hookers are basically already dead in my mind.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
There was a guy in Canada who got caught a couple years ago who was killing gay Indian and Arab dudes in Canada for 20 years.
Yeah.
And Arabs all their families wouldn't report it because their last known whereabouts were a gay bar. And then they would go, well, he we don't know him.
Zach, what's in the corner of your mouth? Were you eating makeup again?
Oh, no, I had I had black lipstick on last night. I thought I got lipstick.
Zach nice. Sometimes eats his wife's makeup. It's, yeah. It's a whole
it's
problem.
It's my makeup now. That's how I make it mine. I take a bite. My germs.
What percentage of serial killers are, in fact, homosexual, Shannon?
75.
I can't find a number. It is saying that there are more, and it's giving a some reasons why. Uh-oh. It is.
Doggy, I'm telling you, man. They're you fucking out there murdering gays.
It says that there tends to be a higher amount because they're more likely to experience feelings of isolation and rejection, which can lead to anger and violence. Also have access to weapons and familiar with the
what?
Use of force.
For the fucking uprising, dude.
Familiar with really? The use of
yeah.
force.
Yeah.
And they're asshole.
They're training to indoctrinate our kids, so
dude. Because you know, people talk about Jeffrey Dahmer. I knew shit about John Wayne Gacy. Didn't even know he was gay until mm-hmm. I watched these Gacy tapes. Doggy. Yeah. That guy was straight up evil.
Yeah,
John Wayne Gacy was like another fucking yeah. level. Like Jeffrey Dahmer, like felt bad and he was like, "I'm sick." Like in a lot, he just confessed everything. Yeah. John Wayne Gacy was like, "No, you got the wrong guy."
They found 35 bodies under his house, and they went, nah,
not mine. You see how they stretched the story here? Those bodies weren't under my deck. What the fuck? Yo,
he was out there murdering boys.
What are these Peter Puffers doing under my deck? Get him out of there.
Hey, you guys want to see a magic trick?
That's what he would do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he'd be like, he was like, "Look, I take the handcuffs off." And he was like, "Now you put them on." And they'd be like, "Okay." And they'd put the handcuffs on them. And then he would just murder them.
First of all, not just murder them.
Yeah.
The old duck season, rabbit season.
But how stupid were people back then where they would fall for this magic trick?
Well, you'd get them drunk first. He'd basically find like young, like 19-year-old dudes. I'd be like, "Hey, do you want to come by and watch porn and drink?"
Oh.
That does sound pretty chill, actually.
It does, yeah.
And that went before you could just go watch porn.
When I was 19 years old, like...
Didn't you go back to that Indian guy's place? And he tried to fuck you?
Yeah, dude. That's
wait,
right.
What?
This
what?
Exact story, dude.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Gomez, I want you to
if
come
he
to
was
my
a
place.
Serial killer, yeah. I would have been toast.
You would have been non.
Doggy, this was straight up the makings of a gay serial killer moment. He just didn't have the balls to pull the trigger.
Listen to dude, I love
can you tell that story? I've never heard this before.
It's been a while. All right, so I forgot about this story that even happened. All right, so this is when I was
amazing.
Maybe 21, 22, I was selling comedy club tickets at the time, right? Mm-hmm. And I was trying to sell this guy comedy club tickets. I was like, "Hey, what's going on?" And you just like, it didn't even matter if it was like somebody who like the game for selling comedy club tickets was not about a comedy club. It was about just getting the $20 out of their pocket, right? Mm-hmm. So you're like, you talk to them for whatever, and then you convince them that they could use these tickets at one point in the future. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like they had to go that night. That was the major discrepancy between barking and sort of selling tickets, right? So you just, you'd make the cash, right? So I meet this guy at like maybe midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm just trying to make some extra cash or whatever. It's a fucking Indian dude.
Yikes.
And he's like, my brother owns a bar in the neighborhood. He was like, "Why don't we go back and go to the bar and just drink and smoke weed?" And I was like, "Yeah, all right, let's go." Sweet.
Wow, that's all it took.
And he brought me back to the bar and, he opened it. He had the keys for the bar, right? And then we go in and he closed the gate right in front. I mean, dude, this is like this could have been a house of horrors, dude. And then we're like smoking weed and then he's giving me drinks. He keeps on feeding me beers, right? And at this point,
everything's covered in plastic wrap. This is a crazy theme bar. You guys like to keep things tidy.
Hey, why do you have one light bulb swinging back and forth? This is weird. But then the guy, he starts to, he like came on to me. Like he like put his hand on my leg. And I already got wind that this guy's trying to fuck me. But at this point, I was like, "Well, now I'm going to take advantage of this guy and fucking
fuck
I'm going to reverse manipulate him." Yeah. I was like, sorry, buddy. I'm the one taking it. I'm in control here.
I'm going to fuck you. You don't fuck me.
So, then he put his hand on my leg and I was like, "Whoa, dude, chill." And he's like, "Oh, you're just so beautiful. Oh,
he had the accent, too. That's fucking
baby
amazing.
Baby girl, I just want to kiss your boob and vagine.
Look at them soft lips."
And I was like, "Dude, chill." And then he like tried to come on to me one more time. And I was like, "Nah, you got to stop." But I didn't feel in danger at all. Mm. Like, but in my mind, like, it's so funny how like the reverse, like I was probably in genuine immediate danger. I think this guy, I don't know that he was going to hurt me, but I could have easily been hurt in this situation. It's fucking absolutely crazy, right? Just some street kid.
Or you're a real cock tease.
I was just some fucking street kid that he was like, nobody's ever going to miss this guy.
Or you were just bothering this gay guy and he was like, oh wow, this kid wants to get fucked. Yeah. He read the signals wrong. He's like, hey, this guy needs $20.
But then I said to him,
I'll show you $20.
I was like, dude, what happens if I was like a fucking lunatic? What if I just fucking started attacking you for like trying to like come on to me? What's wrong with you?
It's a risk he was willing to take.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, no, I'm so sorry. You're right. And then that was that.
By the way, guarantee you that guy had a wife and kids.
Oh, for sure. They all
100%.
Do.
Yeah, it's an arranged marriage, dude. Yeah. That's part of India culture.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
gays are shunned and thrown off roofs and shit like that.
If I was going to hook up with a man, it would not have been this
Indian
man.
No, nobody wants to hook up with an Indian.
Yeah, probably any Indian man.
They're probably arranged for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody wants to fuck
that. Why is it that the guys that try to fuck you are never the guys that you want to get fucked by? What's up with that? Like, come on.
It's never like a Sage Northcutt or nothing like that.
I mean, well,
dirty Indian.
Look, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not saying in my younger years I probably could have been convinced to hook if he offered me a bunch of cash and it was better. Better looking, you know, but nobody wasn't happening.
But nobody takes an Indian pimp seriously. Yeah,
it wasn't gonna happen.
Yeah.
But that was the gayest shit that's ever.
But that's how that shit happened.
Attempted on me. What's been the gayest shit ever attempted on you?
Oh damn! One time I was on a fucking train with my family and we were going up to Oregon and I was like right out of high school, so I was like 18 or 19, and this 76-year-old man was like winking at me on the plane or the train. And like the dining card, he kept winking at me constantly.
Isn't this a card you draw on Oregon trails?
Huh? I wish, dude. I wish it was. But like he often
old Jasper winks at you to come into the food truck.
He asked if I wanted to go back to his car and he would suck my dick. And I freaked out a little bit. And I told my parents.
No.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was like 18 and I was like shaking.
You're
18.
You're a man, dude. Yeah. You fucking get
well, barely,
dad.
Dude. Not in like.
You told your
not
dad
in,
first. Like, hey, come on. This guy's
I told my stepdad, and my stepdad said, if you ever look at my boy again, I will fuck you up.
Oh, he went up to the guy.
He went up to the guy.
Oh,
and he confronted him right away. And he said, I didn't know if you were joking or not, but then I saw this older guy looking at you and he knew it was true. And he was like, if you ever do that again. And that's like the first time I really felt like my stepdad was my dad, because he offered me like that sense of protection.
Because he was ashamed by homosexuality.
He was like in a fucking, he's like, damn, dude, he threatened to fucking kill a fucking gay man for me. Like, someone who's not 70, even his blood.
76?
An older guy, yeah. But he might have AIDS, dude. What if he fucking
that
shattered his jaw, you know?
Just what if he's got a fucking...
Yeah. Gay guys would always hit me when I was like younger and more attractive, like back in the day. But
what was your look? Similar or you had a different look?
I was like thinner. And my hair was shorter, and I didn't have this incredibly cool mustache.
Well, you have pretty eyes.
Thank you. Thank you,
so
Lewis.
I could see myself looking down into your face as I grab
me.
You by your fucking ears. Those
beautiful
and
hazel
your
eyes
mouth.
Looking back.
Yeah. As they start to well up
they
and
glisten.
Fucking tear. I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that turning somebody on.
Think of that childhood memory while you do this.
Yeah. What's the gayest shit that's ever been attempted on you, Doug? And I know this is a repressed memory. You're going to have to really dig deep right now.
There's two of them, but this one, I was taking a piss at the Sbarro on 42nd Street.
Nice.
And I was down there taking a piss, and this Asian dude, real nerdy, pocked out, pimply face, fucking Asian kid, young kid. Just there's three stalls. I take the one at the end, and you know, there's the middle one. He goes right.
I hope these stories that he just peed next to him. I really want the story to be that a man just peed next to.
And this queer went right next to me and put his arm
around
me.
There's one there.
He just quietly took a polite pee next to you.
I was like, what's wrong with this fucking homo?
There's three stalls. Yeah. I'm in the one on the left. There's one in the middle, the fag stall, and then there's the one on the right.
Yeah, he comes next to me, and I'm like, hey, queer, stop looking at my dick, huh?
Hey, ching chong ding dong. Do I know you?
I had to tell my friends, this slant was looking at my cock. So the dude, instead of taking the one at the end, he comes right next to me, and he like, I notice like he's like staring at me, but I'm trying not to look at him, and he just goes, sir, I have a question for you. And I go, what? And he goes, never mind. I was like, what? What the fuck? Like, what were you going to ask? He's like, nothing. So I'm like, all right, I wash my hands. I leave. And he goes, wait. He goes, would you like a blowjob? And I'm like, No, but thanks. And I fucking left. And that was the gayest. That was it.
That was it.
That was
he
it.
Just offered you a head.
He just offered me a blowjob.
Which is
that's
not,
very nice.
That's not.
It is. It's considerate. That's why I said thanks.
In 2023, that's not even that like bad, right? Yeah. That's just like, hey, did he offer you some head? Gay guys got a gay, yeah. Right?
But
well,
the
you said you had
is,
another one, right?
Yeah. The other one was, mm-mm. Oh boy.
This one seems darker. What happened?
We dimmed the studio lights.
Wow, was that one bad? I was a kid, like fucking, I don't know, like 6 or 7. And
Jesus.
Put on the sexy music. Yeah, please.
Sexy music. Sexy music now, please. Someone.
I'm waiting for it to
hold
be
on.
Queued up.
Hold on.
Natalie, put on the sexy
make this
music.
Story, make these boys melt out here.
Sorry, go ahead.
So I was 6 or 7, and this kid, Kevin, that he was the same age, and we're upstairs in his room.
7 minutes in Kevin.
Like, and we're playing with fucking wrestling action figures, right? So I'm playing with them, and I know like he's doing a lot of like weird things, yeah. Like making the Undertaker blow Razor Ramon
saying,
and shit
like
that.
Undertaker's
yeah.
had this guy in a tombstone for 10
exactly.
minutes,
and he just kept doing it. And he's like, so I'm noticing like he's not really like playing like I'm playing. So all of a sudden he's making the guys fuck each other in the ass, and before you knew what it was, but I just knew what I was looking at was wrong. So I'm like, I don't know. So he puts down the wrestling action figures, and he comes up to me and grabs my dick.
Yeah, and he's 7'2".
He's 7'2".
Kevin's 7'.
Age. Kevin was a... And he just grabs
your dick.
Grabs a handful of my cock.
You already have a handful.
You were, exactly. I got like maybe 2 fingers full of dick and balls. And he grabs...
I currently don't have a handful.
That's from the perks.
A 7-year-old's hand.
Even for like a 7-year-old.
Fine. I have a 7-year-old's handful. Fine.
And he grabs my dick and he goes, do you want to try some of these things with me? And I'm like, I start, like you said, I start shaking because I'm like,
it's coming everywhere.
How about my first erection, guys? And I was shocked.
Wait, did you really get an erection?
No. And he grabs my dick.
Did you think about it, though?
I was like, I've never played this game before. I don't know about this. Is this what a lot of kids play? Because I didn't know.
Right.
And he grabs my fucking cock, and I was just like, I don't think I want to play
that
anymore.
Kid, that he
I,
had
I
to think, have been I molested, think. And he's
I don't
like showing.
Dude, that's
like,
what you yeah. think, right? But yeah. It turns out now, like later in life, found out that he is a homosexual.
Probably because he was molested.
Yeah, probably a homosexual.
And
yeah.
grabs my fucking dick. And I remember I took mushrooms and I thought about that. Like, I haven't thought about it in years. And I took mushrooms, like, maybe the first, the
it
second time.
It was a repressed memory.
And it came up. And I'm like, wow, I forgot that
happened.
The wrestling
was on.
Yeah, I was watching old Razor Ramon ladder matches. And
yeah, that, I mean, shit like that. I've had a lot of gay shit like that.
Is that more gay or is that just more traumatic story that I just told?
Because he's your age. I mean, look, you know, child-on-child molestation. Me and my friends used to all jerk off together in rooms. And in a weird way, I think about that. I was like, yeah, we're kind of like, just weirdly like just...
It was a bonding moment, though.
It's just a little molestery, like in my mind. Like, yeah. It's like, I'm not saying that like we were all the same age. We're all like, you know, but it was like... Just a bunch of 10-year-old boys like jerking off in a room together. Mm-hmm. It just sort of felt perverse in like, because it was nothing gay about it. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't do the Okie Cookie?
Yeah, we played Okie Cookie. We did all those things.
Okay. Well, that's kind of
in
gay.
England, it's called Soggy Biscuit.
Yeah.
Is it really called Soggy Biscuit?
He's the international superstar, dude. Of course he knows this shit.
In Africa, it's called Icky Empty Bowl. Nothing in it.
Icky Ration.
Icky Relief Rice.
But they really need the food. That's the sad part.
But I think about it, it's like, it's almost like kids molesting each other. You know what I'm saying? Like it was a little kid, and did he kind of weirdly like try to molest is a weird word because he's your age.
He's like, he's spitting game.
Molest infers somebody's more experienced than the other one.
Right.
I guess.
I think so. That's just aggressive experimentation.
I guess so. But at the same time, it's like, why would if that's all, then why the fuck would I push that one down and it doesn't come up until like I take mushrooms?
Until
I'm
you
like,
come.
Fuck. Right before I'm about to come at
like, I would, if I caught my son fucking, you know, jerking off in a room with another kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have issues with the other kid. I don't even know when I would fucking... Like,
do you tell him that story about you? Do you be like, listen,
no.
Son, it's normal.
God,
Daddy's
no.
done it.
No, but...
Would you do the right thing and just never bring it up and never address it? And let?
I would join them.
Yeah. Let me show you how it's done. Yeah.
It's a weird IHOP trip.
No.
Lewis would do the right thing, as in throw a trash can through a pizza window. Yeah. My son's not gay!
I don't know. I think if my parents saw me do something, I would just rather, like, they just never, let's just never address it. And if I want to deal with it in therapy, that's for me to do as an adult.
Yeah, I mean, we never got caught doing any weird, like, jerk party shit. Yeah. No. Ever, you know. But, I mean, it wasn't... I think kids, did you ever jerk off with a friend when you were a little kid?
Well, yeah, but who didn't? Like, there was like three or four of us.
Yeah, we have little parties.
I was never invited to parties, and now I'm glad, dude. No one's ever seen me fucking come.
Yeah, because I couldn't fucking hold it with those eyes.
I just busting all the time.
Get him out of here.
It was weird. One dude was on one side of the couch. The other one was like on the steps. And then like I would be like, because the way his living room was, as soon as you walked through the front door, there was like a little mud room, and we'd all have like separate stations of the fucking house, and we all watched this porn called Brown Sugar. It was all fucking Latinas.
Black chicks.
Yeah, yeah. No, Latinas. All Latinas that he found in his fucking father's fucking bedroom.
We would go to John Hickey's house, and we would raid his dad's porn cabinet. His dad had like, it's so funny, like how much his father cared about porn. Back then.
Yeah. We're the last generation to really enjoy our father's pornography. Because moving forward, like now kids are just going to develop their own taste. But as a kid, like your first exposure to porn is usually
I jerk off exclusively on the dark web. No, I jerk off exclusively on
open micers.
Private browsing.
So, oh, yeah, of course.
So, but I mean, I think that's the new way of discovering your dad's porn is you go into his history. You go on to, you know, and you would, you know. But I private browse just specifically for that reason. He's at an age now where he's going to figure out, like, browser history eventually. And it's also just, like, a very, like, I don't know, it's a personal thing. Like, I don't jerk off to anything even weird at all anymore.
No. It went full circle because I started getting weird. Now it's back to homemade.
Now it's, watching women try on bikinis on YouTube.
Yeah, in my hotel room this weekend, I was jerking off to Bang Bus. Damn. Fucking Bang Bus. When's the last time anyone even thought about Bang Bus? I had a whole Bang Bus journey, dude, where I was just going through different Bang Bus girls for the whole weekend.
I like the ones at the end.
Christy Mack Bang Bus, dude. She would fucking just pick up random dudes on the side of the road. What a whore.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Now show them titties.
Dude, Bang Bus is so antiquated, the black girls had to sit in the front.
Dougie, Bang Bus was, I mean... Yeah, that was like the thing I was jerking off to this weekend. Yeah, just like normal, straight up
Dude, it went full circle.
Yeah. I had the same thing recently where I had a journey on, remember Fuck Team 5?
Yeah, oh yeah, I love Fuck Team 5.
I got hardcore into it.
There was a guy who became an actor, a real actor, that was featured in an episode of Fuck Team 5.
I know, he was a nerd in something.
Yeah, he was a nerdy guy, dude. He just happened to be in Fuck Team 5. And then he ended up getting in a real movie afterwards, and I'm sure he regrets that, dude. It's just a little fucking dick with these whores trying to suck it.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, but it was great, dude.
Gotta start somewhere.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
The whole, I guess, like, even, like, porn now, like, everyone's doing, like, the OnlyFans thing. That's sort of what people want now.
Celebrities are doing OnlyFans, you know?
But are they getting naked in them, or is it just, like, them in, like, slutty clothes?
Sometimes they fucking piss. It depends on, like, what you pay for. Yeah, it depends on what you get.
I had a fucking time with that, watching, like, girls pissing in public, like, on fucking, and just jerking off the videos of that.
Mm.
I went on a big fucking spree with
that. Damn.
Yeah. I mean, I would never watch anal porn.
Why not?
It's not fun.
Whatever it was, I just wasn't into it. Mm. And just recently, I was like, I'll do some fucking anal porn.
Cody Lane.
So I'm doing anal porn. just fucking bend it over, just getting fucking rammed in my ass.
Lewis, 46 minutes in, we find out why Lewis is really constipated.
Oh, shit. All right, real quick, let's take a moment to thank Manscaped.com for being a huge supporter of this show. I'll tell you right now, Manscaped makes incredible products for below-the-belt grooming. If you are trying to just overall just be a cleaner, better version of yourself, I'm going to tell you right now, you want to trim downstairs. No girl wants a big old woofing bush popping out of your pants when you're hooking up or you're getting frisky. Manscaped has you covered.
Absolutely. They have the Performance Package 4.0, which has gels and creams, all that fun stuff. And most importantly, the signature Lawnmower 4.0, which is a buzzer that has skin-safe technology, which reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate parts. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that shines a light to the promised land, and it works in the shower. This thing is absolutely incredible. It's the best buzzer you're ever going
to
have.
Yeah, all you got to do right now is go to manscaped.com to check out their incredible line of products. Use the promo code REALASS when you check out, and you're going to save 20% off your order, plus free shipping. Once again, that's promo code REALASS at manscaped.com. All right, where were we? All right, let's see. Does it live? Shanna, is this going to be this is going to be fucking sad, this one?
I don't want to tell you the answer to that.
All right, so look, this is Please Shoot a Disabled Man. Does it live?
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm saying no. Wonder what race the disabled man is.
I want to know what kind of disabled.
What if that's his disability? He's Puerto Rican.
he's mildly dyslexic.
Wait, is there a story?
Nah.
We've got a video, I think.
Oh, yeah,
we're going to pull up the video.
I can tell you just a little bit about it. It happened in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And then the video is a little long, so I'm going to skip through it. But the video actually comes from inside the trailer of the people that the cops came to see. What the cops were under the impression was that the owner of the trailer had a hostage inside. So I'll just tell you that, then we can start.
I got a hostage. That's such a fucking dope move.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Nobody move. I got a fucking hostage.
Oh, God.
Sir, is that a hostage? No, it's my wheelchair. No.
All right, let's take a look at this.
What's going on?
Hello?
Hello?
The I don't know.
He looks all right.
Yeah. Oh, he's fine.
He's just got the sugars.
Yeah. Ah, he's fine. This man would tower over me.
Is he smoking?
Of course they are.
Pause.
Fuck a trailer.
Pause.
Innocent.
How can you afford a home video security system, but you're still in the trailer? I feel like your priorities are not correct. Mm. For whatever you're paying for that, you could probably be in a house on the ground.
If I was cooking meth in my trailer, though, I'd want to make sure I had like an.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
This is a big guy. It's a big fucking dude. Right. And when they say he's disabled, what does that mean? I'm imagining a man in a wheelchair, Shannon.
It's like Andre the Giant, where
he's disabled. I think you could actually say that I'm disabled.
I'm disabled.
Mentally.
Yeah. Right?
No, your name, yes.
No, not my name, my mental capacity.
No, you own a business and you
You could be mentally disabled. Remember those retarded guys that own that car wash?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Happy Time Car Wash or whatever it was. Yeah. They were having so much fun washing cars.
There's even the retards that made pies, too. They had a whole pie. Yeah. So these retards making pies.
Remember those retards that owned that comedy club with the pizza oven?
No, those. They were just Italian.
Damn. That's a big guy. How is he disabled?
I don't know.
He's got a limp.
I want to watch him get lit up.
I bet he has probably a fake leg or something.
Put the light down.
Oh,
he's
shit.
Jesus dead. Christ.
He's dead.
What did he have in his hand?
Flashlight.
I don't know what the thing is in his hand.
I thought it was a flashlight.
I can go
back.
It looked like a gun. It looked like a gun.
He's like, I just have this hose nozzle.
It's probably
sorry, I was playing Duck Hunt.
Oh, maybe it's like a cane or something. Who knows?
It looks like a flashlight.
Yeah, it's like a fucking flashlight.
I mean, it looks like a gun, though. Like, look at the shape of it.
Yeah, it's a weird-ass looking thing, all right.
Or is it
Why would you come out like this? He's handicapped because he's fucking retarded.
Nobody move.
You're like... He's like, I'm unarmed.
Yeah. I'm limping out of here. No one's going to stop
me. It's a lighter. Anybody need a light?
Those cops didn't hesitate either. They just opened fire on this bastard.
Yeah, that was a lot. That was crazy.
And not that many bullets hit him.
Look how fucking big he was. Yeah, it's such a big-ass target, dude.
I'm going to say did not die, and I'll tell you why. And I'm going to go with, what was that in Live League, Shannon?
No, I don't want to give you hints.
That's why. Here's the thing. I think that
there would have been a warning, or they would have paused
maybe would have had a warning. Maybe would have had a blur, like just something if he died, unless it's straight up Live Leak footage. I'm going to say lives. It seems too obvious that he died.
I'm going to say lives, because if this guy died, it would have been a bigger story.
Yeah. Well, white guy getting shot by the cops. They don't really care about that anymore.
That's probably why they shot him.
You gotta get a Compound Media subscription in order to hear about this story.
You think they just had a quota? And they're like, we gotta shoot one.
Yeah, they're like, listen, man, we're not allowed to shoot the blacks. Let's just kill this guy in the fucking
trailer. What do you say?
I'm gonna say he died, because look how bad his health was. There's no way he survived. He got shot at least twice.
What if it fixed him?
Dead. If he just started walking normal.
Like, oh, wow.
Fucking recalibrates his spine.
Hey.
Yeah. My liver works now. They shot out the fucking black spots.
What do you say?
I say he's in critical condition at the end of the video. And
they were
later,
just trying to shoot his blackened liver.
I'm going to say he later died in the hospital, though.
Later died in the hospital. Shannon, what happened here?
Okay, so I don't know. I can show you a little more of the video if you want, which will kind of maybe reveal.
His head explodes.
He fucking gets up like a Frankenstein monster.
Nothing happened. They shoot her. Oh, that is the liver.
I would not go out if I was her.
He's taking it like a champ. Now he is.
He just lets the screen door close on him.
Awkward, man.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, that was a liver shot, too. Fuck.
Did they just shoot him and then tell him to come out?
It goes on for like another minute of that, but he did live, and I can show you this is him after the surgery. He was hit twice.
Oh, my God.
Damn, he's jacked.
Look at those tits. Shannon, if we go to fucking the Ukraine or wherever, we can get you tits like that.
Look at his tiny little nipples.
He does have tiny nipples.
Maybe it's cold in the operating room.
They shot his bitch. They shot his regular nipples off.
Yeah.
So it doesn't ever, it says that his actual disability, they don't know what it is.
Bitch tits.
and it's current, the whole thing is under investigation right now because the cops are saying he was being confrontational prior to, but we see him wake up, come out of his bed. You don't see him yelling at the cops or anything.
Don't see him wake up. He's smoking a cigarette. There's also something about the energy of a guy who's just saying, ah, the cops are here saying, come out with your hands up. And he's just puffing a cigarette.
That's true. He did light up.
I do this all the time with black people, right? Right. And the people call me racist for it, but I'm just deducing facts. He's in a trailer. He's smoking a cigarette. He's got a fat wife.
Guilty.
I'm just saying all of the things that are determining, they're just pointing to this isn't the greatest guy.
Yeah, most likely. No, he's not. I would have taken a shot at him. Why not?
Why not, dude?
Did they say they thought he had a gun?
No, it just says that that he was yelling stuff to them prior to opening the door.
I don't think that's
that.
Justification.
I know.
He's scary looking.
He's a meanie.
They never say that they thought he had a gun. It's
I don't think that's.
Yeah.
Why did they say it? Why did they say they shot him?
Because he was being confrontational prior to opening the door. That's the only thing that they've said in this article.
That's amazing.
Well, obviously they thought he had a gun, though, right? I mean, that's...
Well, they thought that he had a hostage, that he was holding a hostage in the trailer.
But his wife was holding a hostess.
Yeah. His wife had a hot sausage.
Dougie, all I want to do is fucking have this... There's a place called Health and Hardy in the East Village that's so good. And that's all I want to do is eat that for lunch. And they are not having deliveries right now for some reason.
Uh-oh.
And it's driving me out of my mind.
Damn, dude.
Oh, I got to shit so bad.
Uh-oh. Fine, it's happening.
Dude, this coffee didn't make you shit? I took one sip, I had a shit.
I'm really hurt.
I'm holding
here.
It the whole show.
Zach, I might literally have to go. You might have to fucking...
I'm fine with that. Give me the information.
Just here, take one of the stories, dude. It's fucking... It's a whole nightmare.
You bring a mic inside?
Here, do... No, don't do that one yet. I don't want to talk about that one.
Okay. That would have been the first one I picked. God
I know.
Damn it.
Piece of shit. Dude, we got to do rape dicks. We're going to do rape dicks in a minute. Do non-binary news with Natalie.
All right, guys. Zach and Miko taking over for a minute. Let's do non-binary news with Natalie. Booth.
Here we go.
All right, so non-binary news with Natalie. This is the headline, and Nat's going to tell us about it. Boys, are you ready for this?
No, I'm ready.
I'm born ready.
All right, this is very non-binary. This is some wild, out there shit. Woman becomes a lesbian 3 weeks after coming off the birth control pill. Nat, why do we care?
I care because that sounds amazing. We're out here converting people.
And do those two things have anything to do with each other?
I get it because I've heard that about people where they're like, basically, this woman is like, after coming off the pill, she felt dull. She was on it for 15 years, this Australian woman, from the time she was 15, and now she's 30. She just came off of it. And she goes, I felt dull for years, and now I feel like a, quote, horny teenager, and she's got a new girlfriend. And I've heard that from people that it changes your sex drive a lot. When you're on the pill, it gets rid of it a lot.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So she was just not horny at all, so she didn't realize she was into women?
Yeah, and now she found a girlfriend, and so, yeah, maybe she's not a lesbian, but she's, like, maybe bi. And
experimenting.
Just, yeah, and now she's super into her girlfriend, and she says they fuck all the time, and it's the most, you know, it's the most alive she's felt in a long time. This is what she looks like.
Birth control is really a...
Oh, nice.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Oh,
no.
Hell yeah, wow. Dude.
Oh,
shit.
Crikey.
Fuck me.
Congress officially bans birth control.
That is
women
fucking amazing.
Fucking hot. Hell yeah, dude.
She licks her pussy the other way around because it's Australia.
Jesus Christ. Damn, I didn't know Australians were made that hot. I've never seen one hot Australian.
No, no. They're like beach bums in some of the part.
Get the fuck out of
here.
Yeah,
they're like hot beach people sometimes.
Gee, they look almost like Brazilians.
Yeah, they're out there. There's like big beach communities out there. They're fucking like, they're like European rednecks. Like, they're out there.
And those are the redneck ones?
Yeah.
But I mean, they're like fucking, that would be like, there's hot pictures of like Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Those are white trash people.
That is true. There is something sexy about like a white trash tanned bitch.
Yeah, that's just, like a fucking, like the Jersey Shore bitches.
Yeah. That's like one of my fantasies, like up by where I hunt to fucking meet a white trash bitch. I just have hunkered down there during hunting season. That's my dream.
Oh, you got a girl with a shore house?
Yeah, exactly.
No, so in my experience, birth control is definitely a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you can blow loads and not worry. But I have never had a girl go on birth control and have it not make her nuts.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your experience, ladies?
Sorry.
Hey.
I've been on it for a couple years, and the pros are that it, like, no one gives a shit about this stuff, but it makes my period better and more manageable, but also, yeah, I noticed a little bit of a downturn.
Is that, I thought it made you, like, really fucking, that, the biggest whores I know are always on birth control.
Mm. Well, that doesn't have anything to do with the other.
But you're saying it makes them hornier, right?
No. It makes them less.
Yeah, less horny. But like these girls, they fuck all the time and they're on birth control.
That's why they're on birth control. That's a chicken and egg situation.
Oh,
it's like a lobotomy for horny fucking chicks. Like calm down and fucking follow the
teachings. I knew a girl once that wore her birth control patch on her arm like a fucking sailor.
Yes.
And it was literally an advertisement to the world. Hey, shoot loads in me.
I don't use condoms.
This open for business.
Great girl.
Nice. Are you trying to have a kid?
What's that?
Are you trying to have a kid?
Absolutely not.
Oh, why don't you wear...
No.
Is that why?
What?
That's why I don't wear condoms.
I just, you know, because I'm a man.
Because they're not awesome?
You're trying to conceive?
Exactly. They're just bad.
But yeah, in my experience, when I'm with a girl for a long time, and then they go, I'm going to go on birth control, they usually get bananas in those few months.
Because they got to like regulate and shit like that.
But like, emotionally, it fucks with them
it
massively.
It also affects their hormones and stuff.
Yeah.
It adjusts their period. So.
I'm so sorry if I'm, forgive my ignorance, ladies. Doesn't it basically make your body think you're pregnant?
Yeah, I've heard that.
More or less. And so they have some pregnant lady crazy.
Is that how that works?
What?
It tricks your body into being fucking pregnant?
I think your brain like releases like similar chemicals that it would that curb extra eggs. Because like when you're pregnant.
Yeah, your body stops dropping eggs when you're pregnant.
Right.
So that it makes your body think you're pregnant so that you don't drop eggs to get fertilized.
I
could be 100% wrong, but
I never
I'm
knew
sure
that.
That's how that works.
I didn't know birth control tricks you into being pregnant. How'd it go in there?
Guys, there's some issues.
Uh-oh.
Felt like there's a brick trying to be pushed out of my stomach.
You still fighting?
Yeah.
Maybe you need some stool. Go send Jorge for stool softener.
Metamucil. Gotta get Metamucil.
Why don't we all take it and see how long we can podcast?
Nice.
By the way,
we only got two turlets.
How could we not do that? Dude, a four fucking shit roulette. If we all took laxatives and it's who can stay on the podcast
that's
the longest.
That's fucking hilarious.
That's fucking great. We'd have to take it at the beginning, though.
Chat roulette. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You take it as the show starts. Yeah. And then how long of a show can we do?
You have to get the extra strength.
There's some gurgling going on, guys.
Uh-oh.
It's a whole to-do. You know what I realized as I was taking a shit?
What?
Because I guess today, in 2005, is when Bloodhound Gang released Chasey Lane, The Ballad of Chasey Lane.
It had to be before 2005 because I had that the CD video? In high school. You know what? Maybe the video. Yeah, maybe I got it my senior year of high school. Yeah, maybe. Maybe I got that CD my senior year.
Chasey.
1999.
Oh, maybe.
Wow.
Thank you, Shannon.
Regardless, it doesn't really matter.
No, I want to know.
The point is that it's really just Eminem's Stan to Chasey Lane instead.
Yeah, but isn't it before Eminem?
Yeah.
In 1999.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they fucking, Eminem ripped them off, dude.
Damn.
Son of Hell a yeah. bitch.
I wonder if Chasey Lane ever heard that song.
Of course she did. It was a huge song.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I said, I wonder if she got pissed. No, I think she was like, that rules.
She probably got flattered.
It's like, no, I bet that brought her so much traffic to whatever she did.
I think she was already like...
She was super famous, but then like...
Well, no, but was she already done at that point?
Oh, maybe.
Well, I don't even know what Chasey Lane looks like.
I have no
idea. She's okay. She's not top tier. Well, maybe. I don't know.
I think it's just like what happens is those guys got exposed to like certain porn stars. You just... There's like... There was the porn star that I loved in like high school... was Chloe Jones.
Mm.
She's a big-titted, fucking platinum blonde, fucking porn bitch. You look back now, I'm like, oh, she wasn't even really that hot. Like, she was just okay. It's just that was, I had a great video with her, and I was like, well, that's my fucking chick.
Nice.
Right, pull up Chasey Lane for a second.
I don't think I ever remember.
Beautiful.
She looks a little like...
Probably give us some more pictures. Maybe some more pictures.
This is the best one. They're not great.
Oh! What happened there?
Oh, my Christ.
That's an after photo.
Yeah, that's...
Oh!
Hey!
Hey, there we go.
Kind of Carmen Electra looking.
Yeah, yeah. It's like okay. Budget Carmen Electra.
Can we get a picture of her when she's not at a booth next to Ralph and Jay?
There's one from like...
Let's get her from her heyday.
Yeah. Let's see like her her in porn, actually, Shannon. Maybe pull up a porno of her.
Yeah, we might have to do this.
Dear Chasey Lane.
We might have another ookie cookie incident.
This can we is get my mom and dad. Yeah. Now show them titties.
Now show them titties.
Now show them titties. Did you even know where that was? That sound drop was from, Natalie? No, she didn't. It's a very misogynistic song. Where I almost feel like you couldn't write that song these days because you're like, you know, the whole thing is like, Dear Chasey Lane, I wrote to complain that if I could eat your ass. It's just like literally talking about objectifying her. And
you can
now we have to pretend that porn chicks are like
professionals.
Yeah. Now show them that, bussy.
Hell yeah. Good for her.
Nice.
Oh, this is back when they would all do drugs and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, she looks good for her. Wiped out.
She's done.
Good for her.
They didn't deep throat that much back then, I noticed.
It was the 90s, man.
Choking on the cock.
Good chick. Good for
her.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Landing pretty strip. Hot. Not bad.
You think he cared about her?
No.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. All things considered, pretty
cartoonish
good.
Cartoonish tits.
Yeah, yeah. There's a thing, like, and I'm not at all a, like, hater on the sex industry. But there's no moral high ground in it. Like there's some reason like sex workers want to pretend there's this like thing.
Oh, that they're in charge of their sexuality.
Yeah, it's like no,
It's empowering.
You decided to be a whore for money. I'm not even saying that's a bad thing.
Right.
You're a whore for money. Let's get real. If I decided to spread my asshole and get fucked in the ass for some cashola, I'd be a whore for money. It's not. It shouldn't be celebrated as anything that's brave. I don't think it should be torn down. I don't think it should be illegal. I don't think you should be, you know, you should be shamed or you should be, but I mean, no, shamed. You shouldn't be shamed. Should you be ashamed? For sure. For sure.
A little bit.
For sure.
Especially the
violent
ones.
If I had a daughter or a son or whatever, and they ended up in porn, I'd be ashamed. I'd be like, I fucked up. I failed my child.
Yeah.
You should have a little bit of that in you. It shouldn't be this thing where we pretend that there's this like, it's one of the easiest fucking things you can do. It is one of the fucking easiest things you can do is just lay there and get fucked for cash.
It's harder for a man in porn.
Yeah, we got to get hard-ons.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even that, it's not like I'm not going like, oh, this fucking guy. You know, no, it's like, yeah, dude, you guys are, you decided to go down an easy, seedy path.
Yeah.
You know, you can fucking go down that path. I've done it. I've sold drugs. I've done fucked up shit. Like, you know, I'm not saying that I'm morally above any of that, but I'm not going like, well, look, when I sold drugs, I was, you know, it was a fucking shitty, easy, seedy path. And I chose that instead of fucking working hard or doing something different. Right. Real quick, we got to wrap this one up here, but I do want to talk about Pamela Anderson claiming Tim Allen flashed his penis at her on the set of Home Improvement in 1991.
Nice. They call it tool time, baby.
Hell yeah.
You knew what you were getting into.
Shannon, what happened? Give me some details here. She wrote a book.
Yeah, so she
is it a picture book? It's drawn in crayons. People try to pretend Pamela Anderson's smart, right? They're like, she's so smart. Shut up.
No,
she's
get out of here.
Retard. Shut up,
dumb bitch.
It's a memoir that she wrote, and in the memoir she talks about being on set of Home Improvement, and before they started recording, Tim Allen came out of his dressing room in a robe and then just opened up his robe where he was naked underneath and told her that, I feel like it's only fair because I've seen you naked and now you see me naked. And she just kind of like giggled and was like, oh, I guess we're even. And that was it.
Yeah. What's the problem?
That's amazing.
Can I say, you know, that story, let's say it's 100% true. It's self-contained, meaning that it doesn't need to go beyond what that interaction was.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, oh, you're Pamela Anderson. You're a whore.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me try to. You want to see my dick?
Look at this.
How does this like these right here? Who has love cocks?
Yeah. How does this compare to Tommy Lee's?
Yeah, yeah. So, no, he like, you know, he's like, oh, maybe I'll fucking hook up with this smoking hot chick. He's the star of a show. She didn't bite. So he was like, all right, cool. And then it went beyond that. It's like.
It's not like she got fired from the show the next day.
It wasn't like he like abused his power to the point where exactly. Like I'm just sort of saying like I'm not saying you should flash your dick to chicks.
Right.
Right. But if you like flashing your dicks at chicks, and some chicks like having dicks flashed at them, you gotta take that shot somewhere.
And you never know.
You don't know. You don't never know until you try the shot, doggy. Yeah. And that's the point that I'm making.
If you're going to show your dick to somebody, make it the girl from the Labatt Blue commercials. I don't know.
I'm not defending the behavior. I would never just whip my dick out in front of a chick. I think that would be fucking bizarre. You know, but it sounds like that story just, you know, was that story? Pam, let it die. Let that story die.
Santa Claus.
I am positive Pamela Anderson has dealt with so much more rancid shit.
Yeah.
Of course.
Tim Allen going, showing his dick.
And it's so weird because she actually has
Are you trying to do that sound?
I can't do it.
Hold on. Do that again.
That's the sound.
The gag reflex.
That's your Tim Allen tool time sound?
I can't do that stupid.
Isn't that the sound of a dying giraffe from the South Park movie?
Yeah. It would have been cooler.
Deer caught a fence.
So she has one of the best quotes about Me Too when she was like, yeah, actually, you know what Hollywood producer tried to fuck me? All of them.
Yeah, she was
it's
Pam
just
Anderson.
When they invited me to their hotel room, I knew what the fuck that meant.
Yeah, she was actually.
She was
Remember, we were like, you know what, dude? She's sort of a dude ally.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah, I remember all this.
Now
shit.
She's pulling up this shit about tool time. The fuck out of here.
Well, that didn't work out, I guess.
I bet she would have sucked him off if he stuck his dick between the fence separating his house from Wilson.
Probably would have. All right, we got to wrap this one. This has been fucking fun. Great show, boys. Fun one. Really always a fun show. Back in town for the whole week, guys. Please tune in live 11 a.m. for the rest of the week, Wednesday and Friday, right here on the Gas Digital Network. We'll be back on Wednesday. Have yourselves a great week. Good night.
That's all, folks.